The government has signed a contract to buy 155 million doses of smallpox vaccine. Tommy Thompson, Secretary of Health and Human Services, made the announcement today in Washington. The vaccine would be used if terrorists launched an attack on the U.S. using smallpox. Joining us now is NPR's Joanne Silberner. Joanne, give us the details of this deal.
Well, the government's going to pay $420 million, and that's going to go to Acambus, which is a small American biotech company, which is partnered up with a large British pharmaceutical company, and that's Baxter International. Government's going to pay $2.76 a dose for the vaccine, and that's a lot closer to Thompson initially said that he was going to try and get this for $2 a dose. Some of the initial companies came in at $8 a dose, so he's gotten it down closer to what he wants to pay. The companies are promising full delivery of these vaccines within a year. It has to first pass FDA approval, but the secretary is saying it's looking pretty good for that.
Now, we already have a considerable supply of this vaccine on hand. So would the additional vaccines mean that there would be enough doses for everybody in the United States?
Yeah, eventually, yes, there would be. In the short term right now, there are 15 million plus doses on hand. They've run some initial tests that suggest that that can be diluted so that we will end up with 77 million doses that are immediately available. The government had already ordered 50 million doses from Acambus, and so they've been working on that. Total, if you add everything up, 276 million doses total, enough to vaccinate everyone. So it will be enough for everyone, even if bioterrorists hit several sites in the next, soon, which no one expects them to do, but if it happens, there's enough on hand to do what's called ring vaccination, and that's where you take the first person who shows up with symptoms, vaccinate everyone around that person. You move out in a ring till you've widened it out, and you've pretty much gotten everybody, who could possibly have been exposed, and you can stop it that way.
Would that be in time? I mean, how much time do you have from the time somebody dusts a city with smallpox to protect people?
Well, luckily, I suppose you can say this is a lucky thing, is that it takes 4 days after you've been exposed. You can get the vaccine after you've been exposed, and it still works. With a lot of other viruses and bacteria, that's not true. But in this case, if you've been exposed, you've got 4 days to go out and get the vaccine, and you can still be protected.
Does this mean we can just go to our doctor and get a vaccine?
No, no one's suggesting to give it to everyone. The primary reason, well, there are two reasons. One is what we've just talked about, the idea you've got 4 days. The other is that there are side effects to the vaccine. If you gave it to everyone in the U.S., there'd be several hundred deaths. It's a rare event, but when you're talking about vaccinating millions of people, a rare event can add up. There's certain people who can't be vaccinated, people with immune system problems, like if they're infected by HIV, they can't be vaccinated at all. What the government wants is to have the vaccine on hand if it's needed. They've got those 4 days that, if they can distribute it quickly, they can do everybody.
What kind of a risk are we talking about?
Well, what the government officials have been talking about is that they haven't heard anything. They don't suspect that there's a problem, but they just want to be ready in case there is.
Joanne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Joanne Silberner.